This is Ryan Patrick Hooper from Culture Shift on 101.9 WDET. On Sunday night, Detroit artist Tony Rave will put together a one-night-only installation in a former synagogue-turned-church-turned-arts venue. That venue is called Shiloh Arts on the city's west side. It's a perfect setting for Rave's latest show. It's called Family Matters, and he's taking the angel figurine that you might remember from your grandma's house and transforming it in a way that tackles race and propaganda. I recently sat down with Tony Rave to find out more about his new show.
These figurines are those little angels that you'll get from like the Salvation Army, or you'll see them at your grandma's house, your mom's house. You know, usually like older people will have them. I know my mom had them, but those little figurines, I've collected those over the years. And that's the innocent part, the innocence within that and what that means to everyone. You know what I mean? They see it, that's like, okay, just get this little angel or Virgin Mary or baby Jesus, imagery like that. I've been collecting them and manipulating them in my own way and taking other imagery, other propaganda, and layering it on top of this to create my own manipulation, you know, because this imagery that I'm using is imagery that was used to manipulate a certain particular part of society throughout years. Being able to look at the past and layer these from my viewpoint, from a millennial viewpoint, specifically Black Detroit male millennial standpoint.
Tony, you look at these figures. Mm-hmm. They are cherubs, angels, muses. They often have porcelain white faces.
Yes.
For yours, you've painted these faces black.
Mm-hmm.
To me, looking at the images I've seen, it's definitely a nod to like minstrel artwork. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
True.
So what's the general idea? You talk about a section of society being manipulated by these angels and cherubs and kind of part of a fabric of the home.
Mm-hmm.
But are you wanting to look a little bit deeper into what those mean and how they affect people?
Well, I would like to tell a story with these. I try not to be too specific in my descriptions because everyone who looks at this and goes through this installation is going to take what they want from it. They're going to be forced to answer questions for themselves. But no matter who you are, especially if you're an American, you're going to take something from this if you were born and raised in America, because all this is American propaganda.
What is that propaganda that's being sold?
Well, propaganda that I'm manipulating and recreating that's already been sold. I'm just changing it around a little bit. But that propaganda is, you see the white innocence in the white porcelain, the white angels that's been put out into the world. And then you have the black face. That's another thing. That's a white art form. It's a white propaganda. Something that was used to manipulate people's character and imagery and manipulate your mind with this idea of white angels and white godly figures. I think that's a good, rough description.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, this is the first time me really talking this out this deep, and I appreciate you for that.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. I think it's going to be a pretty impactful show, one for the subject matter, one for the venue, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, when people are coming and seeing this, what's the main takeaway that you hope they have?
Everything I create, I want to eventually have a positive outcome, honest and raw. I think I want two people to get, you know, I want myself to get something from this. It allows me to vent and to be, it's therapeutic for me to do this. And also I hope it's therapy for the viewer as well, for the viewer to feel vindicated, for the viewer to maybe ask themselves questions that they may need to ask. But at the end of the day, coming to a point of honesty with themselves.
Tony Rave, thank you so much.
No, thank you, man.
Tony Rave's one-night-only installation called Family Matters happens this Sunday starting at 6 p.m. at Shiloh Arts on the city's west side. It's free and open to the public.